arranged to have, and you have arranged so many interviews for me, that it's wonderful. Or a little bit earlier today, I played the, and I mentioned that the interview that I had with Paul McCartney, where we were, where the news was broken that they had yet done another song, the Beatles had, with for Anthology and all of that. That was what was called a worldwide exclusive. It was the only interview. Dia is the one who arranged that, and Dia, you know all these people, which is very cool. So you have got the.
Actually, it was Paul. Was the reason that I came to New York, and it was also because of, was he working at NEW, Charlie Kendall?
Yeah.
Charlie was supposed to be hosting a press conference that Paul McCartney was doing.
Uh-huh.
And Charlie had food poisoning, and I ended up filling in, and then I got a call from the network, and I moved to New York.
And you wound up hosting that.
I hosted that, and that was in 89, and I came to New York.
Well, we're glad you're here, because you've been a very big help to the radio station.
Thank you.
And, you know.
It's a pleasure being here.
Well, it is, and isn't Zach fun? I know you worked very closely with Zach.
For 2 years. It was the most fun you could possibly have. It's on Saturday morning. Zach was great, and every single phone call was always, oh, Zach, and I was the wife, of course. They always assumed that I was Zach's wife. So it was, Zach is a lot of fun. I haven't seen him yet. So
he's been here, and he's hosting tonight starting at 7 o'clock with Dennis Elsa's, the big Halloween special, as well as our Monsters of Rock Block Party weekend.
It couldn't be Halloween without that.
But Dia Stein, I just want to tell you that it's wonderful to have you as part of the radio station.
I love being part of NEW.
And catch Dia on the air whenever that may be.
Tonight, 1 o'clock.
Tonight, 1 o'clock. Well, there you go.
Tomorrow night, 10 o'clock.
Tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. Well, there you go.
Thank you.
Okay. And that's the regular slot this week, Dia Stein. Well, Dia, I want to play something that a lot of people have asked me about for the last almost 2 years now, because it was 2 years ago, actually in November, that I got a call one day from Greg Allman, and he says, I got something I want to lay on your listeners, and I want to play for you. It's a new album that I'm working on. And he came over, and we sat down behind the microphones, and we did this. And one of the things that he had done with this was this very special version of Whippin' Post, a new version, okay? And, you know, I played it a couple of times, and since then people have asked, when is it coming out? When is it coming out? And I'm going, I don't know. It was supposed to have been out. Well, it turns out it's going to be out in a couple of weeks, but at this point it's still unreleased, but I got it for you, and I want you to listen to this. This is what happened, and it's actually been too long a time coming, but this is what happened.
You call me up and say, meet me in the studio. You got something for me. So what is this? This is a taste of something solo you're working on.
This is a labor of love.
This is like not even finished yet.
It's almost there.
Almost there. You've done this with me before, because we were the first here to play Where It All Begins and a couple of tracks from that thing before it came out. What you have here, tell me about this first one I'm going to play.
Well,
and nobody's got this yet.
No.
And this is a reworking of Whippin' Post?
Yes, it's an acoustic version. This is an unplugged version of Whippin' Post.
But it's something different.
And I didn't do it because of Clapton doing an unplugged version of Layla.
Right.
I did it because I did it on a bet, actually.
Really?
One of my, you can't call them roadies anymore, one of my technicians dared me to do it. So I went up in the hotel room and worked out this.
You're calling this a Cajun version?
Cajun.
Cajun.
Well, no, it sounds kind of swamp, is what I mean.
Well, it is exclusive on NEW, hand-delivered by Gregory himself.
For New York.
And let's check this thing out here. Here, it goes like this. Since 6 o'clock this morning, and this has certainly been a whole lot of fun, and I hope you have enjoyed listening to this, because it certainly has been fun. There is no other radio station in the world like 102.7 WNEW-FM, and boy, I tell you, we're all proud to work there, because it is a heck of a lot of fun. There are a number of people to thank, and the list goes on, and it's been whittled way down. I want to mention just a couple of people. Chris Cannonese and the staff at the Museum of Television and Radio, who have allowed us to come over here. This is all being preserved here at the museum, so this is wonderful. Also, David Vanderhayden, Prodigal Sound. David is the guy who takes care of all the equipment, and he's been with WNEW-FM doing special events for us for about 15, 16, 17 years, something like that. All our fabulous guests throughout the day. Pete Johnson, who's been with the station for going on 39 years, figure that. that one out. The programming, promotions, and the production staff here at WNEW-FM, and most of all, you, our listeners, because without you, we couldn't have done this. There wouldn't have been any reason. Okay? And so you guys keeping in contact with us and listening to us, it's very important to us, okay? So I want to thank you very much for this whole thing. We've got a great weekend coming up because we're going to continue, right through the weekend and from now until forever so we can have many, many more anniversaries. We got Zachary tonight on the air with Dennis Elsis for the big Halloween special. We have a Monsters of Rock block party weekend coming up. Of course, tonight we're zipping over to see Yes at the Beacon Theater, who are performing for us for our 30th anniversary concert, and so many great things to come here on 102.7 WNEW-FM. I put my portion of this program together, and I can't believe some of the things that I was not able to get to. I had a George Harrison little interview that's never been on, and all kinds of fun things. We'll get to them on another anniversary or another thing. This has been such a privilege and continues to be working at WNEW-FM because, you do get to meet people. You do get to talk to people. And though I never met John Lennon, I met all the other Beatles. I've gotten to meet the Rolling Stones. I mean, this is like a dream come true. Carol with Led Zeppelin and just, all the people. I want to get out of here with one of the great classic Rolling Stones songs. But I have a little piece of a telephone interview that I did with Mick Jagger, and it was about the time where Bill Wyman had left the Rolling Stones. Everybody was wondering what was, going on with the Rolling Stones, who would replace him and whatnot. And so I have this little clip of Mick Jagger and I talking, and then I segue to a Bill Wyman interview that I did just about a year ago. And Bill Wyman is in England at his restaurant. So this is kind of a funny segment. I want to thank you all for listening to 102.7 WNEW-FM and our all-day broadcast at the Museum of Television and Radio, and many more anniversaries to come. And for all the staff, once again, thank you for listening to WNEW-FM, the place where rock lives. Thank you.
This is WNEW-FM.
Hello. This is Pat.
It is. Is this Mick?
Yes. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm not so bad. I've got a bit of a cold, so I've been doing some short rehearsals.
We're very much looking forward to hearing this entire album. Have you heard any of it on the radio yourself yet?
No, I haven't. I just got into town.
Oh, well, then I'm sure you'll be listening to NEW.
I'll be down there. I'm in the car. I'll be listening.
You know what my next question's going to be, don't you?
Yeah, it's going to be about Bill Wyman.
Bill Wyman.
Hello?
Bill?
WNEW.
You're on the air with us.
Thank you.
Now, where were you? Where were you? You weren't quite on the phone. Were you taking a break?
I was taking the dog for a walk.
Did you wash your hands?
Of course I did.
Because there's a sign in there. Employees must wash hands before returning to work. This is your restaurant, Sticky Fingers, the number one burger joint in all of London.
Yeah, second year running.
Fabulous.
We won it last year, we won it this year, and it's 6 years. We just 6 years this month.
I met your ex-colleagues there a few years back over at Tavern on the Green, and you weren't there for that. You haven't shown up for parties. In fact, you haven't been showing up for the gigs at all lately. Do you get tired of people asking why you left the Rolling Stones?
30 years is enough for me.
30 years is enough. Well, it was a tough grind, and now you're grinding meat at a burger joint.
Yeah, well, I've got lots of things going on, and I'm very happy with my life at the moment. I've never regretted my decision. I'm still good friends with the lads. In fact, Charlie called me yesterday. He just got back from Australia, and we had a nice long chat because I'm closest to Charlie. It's going very well. I'm looking forward to going to my first Stones concert.
Now, isn't that something?
Well, I've never been to one, have I?
That will be kind of strange, won't it?
Yeah, seeing the Stones on stage, yeah.
I hear they're a great band.
I'll reserve my judgment until I see it.